attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food he wants.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for
everybody. I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Happy Tuesday! Woo! Tuesday! No one ever says Happy Tuesday. You know, it's like Friday is the only day that gets all the happiness.
Tuesday. I know, because Tuesday is like you got Monday, which people, except for our fans, love Monday because it's Advanced Medicine Monday. But
exactly.
In general, Monday Tuesday is like the day.
Super,
and then you've got Wednesday, which is the hump day.
Well, it's outside the box Wednesday, but Tuesday kind
of,
we don't want Tuesday to be a stepchild. You know, not that we would love the stepchild no matter what, of course. That's not the point. But we're going to throw out some vitamin L for everybody today. One, because Ginger Taylor is going to join me in just a moment. She was with the Canary Party, Adventures in Autism, Health Choice. She does a lot of great work. She's a super mom, in my opinion, and she has a son that, you know, of her children that was damaged by vaccines, harmed by vaccines, I would say injured. And she's been, you know, doing good works and raising awareness, getting her child well and helping others to do the same. She says she's not participating in something called the Mommy Wars, and we link to that on her blog. We'll explain that. But the good news is, and that is good news, that there are 86 scientific papers now that have been pulled together, to show a link between vaccines and autism, so maybe fewer children in the future will suffer such damage.
86.
We're going to 86 the concept that there is no link, because we know there is a link.
Very good.
Okay. Also, Panache Desai is coming back to the Robert Scott Bell Show today. It's a very big day for Panache. His book is out today. I'm so honored to have him on board. He's going to be joining us, Discovering Your Soul Signature, A 33-Day Path to Purpose, Passion, and Joy. I added the vitamin L in there, but I don't think he'll mind. And then Billy Funk is going to join us next hour. He's marketing CBD, and we're going to have fun with that from the Cannabis Cup a couple of weeks ago in Denver, Colorado. So we got a big show. You can call in.
You believe it's been a couple of weeks already?
I know. It's going so quickly. 866-939-BELL if you'd like to be part of the show. 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. Blasting out through the universe. How? Why? Where? Naturalnewsradio.com, GCN or Syndicator, UK Health Radio, across the pond, which is good for Panache because he's got a lot of friends and family still in the United Kingdom, and, of course, Digital Radio -103 down under, and lots of other ways to get it. But right now,
iTunes. iTunes is working, by the way.
Oh, yeah. They're up to date on all these podcasts. So if you ever miss a show, tell your friends they can get it through iTunes as well. But right now, we're going to our first guest. She's a repeat guest. We love her dearly. Ginger Taylor. Ginger, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Robert. How are you?
Oh, I'm so much better when you're around. And we got a great show today. And really, I think good news in these 86 papers that have been, you know, brought together to show, indeed, you vaccine proponents can no longer claim there is no valid evidence to support that there is a link between vaccines and autism. How are you feeling about this?
Well, the thing is, it's been around for a long, long time, and this list has been coming together for a long, long time, and it was started about 7 years ago. I was having a conversation with David Kirby, who in 2005 wrote Evidence of Harm, which, you know, was the first kind of big project that looked at the mercury in vaccines, its relationship to autism, and kind of the shenanigans behind the research and what the CDC was doing and pretending to investigate the mercury autism link. And he said, I'll talk to people and they'll say, well, but there's no link. And he said, no, I've got like 18 studies that show a link. And I was like, can you send me that list? So he sent me the list, and I put it up on my little mommy blog, Adventures in Autism, at the time. And I had it up there, and I just, you know, it's still on there, Adventures in Autism. If you look on the right side, there's a link that says no evidence of any link. Mm-hmm. And I said, I don't want to hear it anymore. You know, there's 18 studies here that show a link between, and it was just mercury and autism, not vaccines as a whole in autism. And ever since then, I just, when I would come across one, you know, something would pop up on Facebook, I would just post it to that page. You know, and it got up to, you know, 60 something studies. And I was like, well, I should probably post this on Facebook somewhere else so people can see it. And I put it up on a Facebook note, and, you know, 5,000 people shared it. And I realized that this just isn't being collated anywhere. And I was just, and I haven't done this systematically. It was just literally when one would come across my computer, I would put it up there. So this isn't a complete list by any stretch of the imagination. So I just put up, you know, somebody had sent two more studies to me. The last of which is Elizabeth Mumper, who's a pediatrician in Virginia, wrote a paper that was published last year where she just, you know, we have this huge body of research that links autism, quote unquote autism, not only to vaccines, but to other medications, environmental factors, GI problems, just the whole problem of human health that we're all talking about.
Right.
So she implemented in her practice, you know, emphasis on breastfeeding and emphasis on nutritional counseling, and, you know, modified vaccine schedules, not using Tylenol, just kind of being very cautious in antibiotic use, just being much more judicial, just based on the mainstream research that's out there. And in 294 cases, she has no new cases of autism, and she should have, you know, according to the 1 in 50. And so we're seeing, you know, mainstream pediatricians who are just dialing back to our evolutionary roots have big success with this.
Right.
And so, you know, I put that up there again kind of as the last piece of this, because it's like, you know, this research should be out there. And I'm so exhausted with what's happening this month in the media. I mean, it has been vicious. It has been mean. But the attack on autism families and families who want to be more cautious in vaccinating,
right,
much less that don't vaccinate at all, has been really, really awful.
Well, so Ginger, that's what Ginger,
back out there again.
Ginger, that's why I wanted to ask you about this concept of the mommy wars, because we've known for many years that the doctors were not listening to the families, the moms, the dads who are witnessing their children reverse in their development post vaccination. And this awareness is growing, unfortunately, on the backs of these children. But now it seems like they're setting mommy against mommy on the issue of vaccination. And you said, you know, you don't want to participate in that. Can you explain a little more?
Sure. You know, it's hard because parents have always been right about this. You know, we said, hey, are you regressing? Like, no, there's not regression. Well, now have all this research. Yes, there is neurological regression taking place. We said there were GI problems. They said, no, there's no GI problems. Yes, there's GI problems in autism. You know, we kind of have reported this stuff all along, and mainstream science has been 10 years behind us, at least, sometimes 15 years. So what we have, because we're kind of winning this war on, you know, the vaccine safety, vaccine autism argument, as shrill as the pharmaceutical lobby and the public health officials have been, increasingly just awful, they're still losing. You know, still they have the mainstream media, they supposedly have all the research and all the money, yet they're still losing this war to...
Ginger, do you think it's because mommies like you are talking to other mommies that it's bypassing the restriction or the limitation on this conscious awareness?
Well, yeah. I mean, you see a mainstream media review, it's so bad usually that there's just such poor reasoning and bad research. And it takes literally, I'll sit down with a mom and spend 3 minutes and go, here's research, here's the truth, you know, here's what CDC's own website, the conscious where they're saying, and they realize very quickly this is a PR campaign, it's not truth, and it's not in the best interest of their kids, and that's why they've been losing. So they have pumped up the volume to get, well, we can't win, so let's get mommies to attack other mommies. And be like, well, your child is being threatened because they're not vaccinating, so your baby's going to get polio. And it's horrible. I mean, that kind of... it reminds me of just kind of pre-World War II, like demonizing the Jews or, you know, hey, they're your enemy. You need to attack them, and kind of trying to enlist mothers as pharmaceutical sales representatives by bullying other mothers.
I'm always reminded, Ginger, of that movie with Donald Sutherland. I think it might have been a remake, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, where, you know, those that were already corrupted into that, that once they identified you as someone who didn't follow along with what they are or were, they would, you know, cry out to try and shame you or in some other way get you into their fold. But there's a shift. There's a transformation. And I've said it, that the kids will lead us, and they're leading us through this injury. But the good news is also that we're getting to share more and more information about how to recover these children through detoxification, things like that. We're going to be, I don't know if you're going this year, but I'll be there with Dr. Batar and others at the Autism One Conference, May 21st through 25th in Chicago.
Actually, I won't be there this year. Generation Rescue is going to be putting up a conference in Dallas in October. So I think we're going to go there this year, kind of share the love and spread out the word a little.
But this is really
we were talking recently about kind of when we started and 10 years ago and getting to a conference and getting this information out there. Mm-hmm. It was, parents were just, they would fly in from out of the country to get this information. It is so broad now. There, you know, there's so many venues, there's so many books and radio shows and sources for good information that people try, and a week later their health is so much better when they've been trying for years and 900 drugs and whatever, they haven't gotten relief. And so I think that kind of the pharmaceutical model, mainstream medicine is in a panic, and I think we really see that coming through this year in two ways. It's not just that they have launched such a vicious attack on parents or people who are rejecting the vaccine paradigm and the vaccine schedule, but we're also getting very quietly outreach from serious scientists and mainstream people in research that all of a sudden want to have quiet conversations with us, because I think they're, I think inside the bubble, I think probably part of the attack on the outside is they're not only crumbling with their credibility is not only crumbling with the public, but real scientists are going, this isn't good anymore.
They can't hold back the dam of consciousness, and that's a good thing. Ginger Taylor, God bless you. Love you dearly. You know that. Anything we can do to support you out there, all of these conferences will blast out to the world, and hopefully I can attend that one in Dallas as well. But Ginger, thank you for putting these all together. We have them linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. That's right. Ginger, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Back after this with your soul signature. You're not sure what that is? Panache Desai returns to explain, and you can get the book as well.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further.
Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I'd like to maybe say that my guest coming up right now is someone I've known since he was a snot-nosed kid running the streets of London. But I haven't known him that long. But a number of years, I've been privy to see his transformation, and I'm grateful for his friendship and the good works that he's doing out there and his family. His new book just coming out today. We get to launch it with you. Panache Desai, he's the author. He's my friend. His book, Discovering Your Soul Signature, A 33-Day Path to Purpose, Passion, and Joy. Panache, welcome back, my friend.
Hey, Robert. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited to be here with you and the listeners.
Oh, well, it's extraordinary. What a day for you. I know your mom's got to be hugely proud, and the wife, the kids, everything. And this is something that is so timely. We were just talking with Ginger Taylor about some very, very intense issues. Now, you're a parent as well. You have two beautiful daughters.
Yeah,
you know, I have kids as well, and this is an area where we're seeing like the planet like going, what are you doing to these kids? And there's an right. awakening of parents all over the world saying, wait, we got to raise them differently. This is part of discovering our soul signature. I know you got to get that concept out because it's a new one for a lot of folks.
You know, we've done a great job of judging ourselves, and then there's all these societal norms that we have to conform to. And what I've discovered is that, you know, you do a great job on this show of pinpointing and isolating a lot of the external factors that are affecting our health. What I've discovered, Robert, is that we have a silent killer inside of us, and that's our unprocessed emotional content. Literally, the tears that we won't cry, you know, the anger that we won't feel, and the fear that we won't allow ourselves to experience is disrupting our health in every moment. And the more we judge ourselves and the more we buy into social convention and norms and continue to stuff these feelings, the more we are sending ourselves into an early grave.
You know, and it's like that in the West for men, particularly. I don't know if it's in other cultures the same way, where we tend to stuff those emotions. I can't contain my emotions on this show. Yesterday, I nearly broke down talking about some of these issues when I look at all the children that have been harmed in these different ways. And I couldn't necessarily contain it, nor I guess what you're saying is, do we want to, because it could lead to what we've talked about on the air with Dr. Bitar, emotional toxicity.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. Emotional toxicity is very real, folks. Very real. And here's what happens. You get sad. In that moment, you won't feel the sadness. Over time, it accumulates and becomes depression. It literally forms a heaviness inside of you. Same thing with your anger. You know, literally, in any given moment, you can experience irritation or frustration. Instead of just relaxing and being open to feeling it, over time, it accumulates and becomes rage. It forms a heaviness. fear accumulates within us to such a point that we don't even know what we're afraid of anymore. It's like mainstream media is constantly bombarding us with this message of fear, lack, and separation, keeping us in this fight-or-flight response. It's time to evolve, time to accept, time to wake up, and really start consciously living life as awakened human beings. Because I believe that that's the only thing that's really going to shift our planet and make sure that our children have a planet here to inherit that's still livable and sustainable and fruitful.
Yeah, you know, listen, when we become aware even to a little bit of a degree, we look around at the world and we say, gosh, how are we even alive? How are we keep going through all of this? And there is a lot of what I might call righteous anger, you know, righteous emotionalism that, you know, just like talking to a mom who has a child who's been injured after they relied upon the medical doctors that ended up injuring them. How do you deal with that level of anger? Because as you said, you don't want to stuff it down, but you don't want it also to be destructive.
No, and I think that's the problem. Like, anger's only ever been modeled to us in a destructive way because we've been told that it's wrong or bad or in some way that when we get angry, we feel guilty and we just perpetuate this cycle of anger. So I just want to offer everyone that's listening just three simple things. The first thing is that when you start to experience your anger, as soon as you can catch yourself in it, just stop, just slow down, and just take some breaths. Just relax your body. Allow yourself to be available to feel the anger that is inside of you. You know, I liken it to a car, Robert. You know, if you've got a stick shift and you've got like a 700 horsepower car, let's say it's like a Shelby, right?
Yeah.
And you're putting your foot down on the gas, that car is shaking, but if you don't put it in gear, it's not going anywhere.
Right.
And it's the same thing with our anger. If we can just be available to experience that charge within us when we're triggered, when life happens, and we can relax, literally, and I promise you, it washes through us. And then we start to be able to navigate the landscape of our anger in a way that's constructive because we're doing it consciously instead of unconsciously. It's the same thing with our sadness. If we can simply go beyond the social conditioning and convention of sadness and how we're supposed to deal with sadness and how that applies to gender roles and just be vulnerable, literally we're opening the doorway to greater health, to vitality, and to radiance.
Beautiful. I'm sad, but just temporarily, because we have to take a break. But I'm happy because Panache Desai is my guest, having a good time with him. His new book, Discovering Your Soul Signature, A 33-Day Path to Purpose, Passion, and Joy. And we're going to go into some of the things that he reveals in the book and how practical it is as a guideline to get you out and beyond these things that may be limiting you right now. So, very cool stuff on The Robert Scott Bell Show with Panache Desai.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell. Bell, Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you want to learn more about my guest, Panache Desai, we have him linked up in the show notes there. Panache Desai, P-A-N-A-C-H-E-D-E-S-A-I. And his book, his new book, is tremendous. It's a practical guide as well. And, you know, we're a mission-oriented show. You know that. And, of course, Panache is on a mission. Absolutely. And it's opening a lot of folks up to a lot of healing and finding what he calls your soul signature. Discovering Your Soul Signature is the new book. The 33-Day Path to Purpose, Passion, and Joy. Panache, again, great to have you back on board here.
Thanks, Robert. It's great to be back.
Now, you mentioned we were talking about emotions, emotional toxicity, even anger. Yeah. I think we have a concept that all of these are only destructive, these emotions, whereas you argue that they are very, I guess they could be proactive in moving you to discover your soul signature.
You know, Robert, we're the most distracted generation of people in history. And at some point, you have to stop and ask yourself, what am I being distracted from? And that's exactly the question that I try and answer in this book. You know, we're conditioned from day one about how we're supposed to show up, about how we're supposed to think and feel. We're bombarded with how we're supposed to live our lives and what we're supposed to conform to in order to fit in and belong.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But eventually there comes a moment, and I believe that this moment is fast approaching for everyone that's listening to this, where you have to just stop and ask yourself, what am I being distracted from, and who am I really? And if I'm willing to fully own who I am and to embark on that journey, then I can maybe discover the most powerful truth of all, that underneath everything that I've been told is wrong about me, that I have to fix, heal, change, and improve, is actually this infinite wellspring of love that has always resided at my core. And for me, Robert, this journey, this 33-day progression, is a journey out of judgment into acceptance. It's an opportunity to undo all of that conditioning, to go beyond what we've been told is acceptable and unacceptable, and to find our authentic selves. Because then and only then can we be a contribution, and can we be a place of transformation and peace and love upon this earth.
Well, and you're not coming on from a place of judgment, you know, because listen, there are a lot of folks that are self-judging themselves in the point of inability to move. And it's interesting because you don't waste any time. I opened the book yesterday when I just got it. And by the way, thank you for that. It's very nice. You went right with, let's start with fear. Oh, let's not start with an easy, simple one. You go right at it.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing about fear is that it's a normal part of life and living. It's just, you know, everything in nature experiences fear. It's a part of its survival mechanism. A zebra sees a lion, and then it runs. And when the lion's gone, it shakes out the fear, and then it's over. We as human beings experience fear. We hold on to it. It's like we literally hold on to that emotion. And we're being manipulated by the energy of fear. We're being purposefully manipulated by the energy of fear, because it is constantly being drummed into us that the world isn't a safe place, that we're not safe. And it's constantly triggering that primordial, animalistic part of our brain that lives in fight or flight. People cannot evolve as long as they are trapped in that part of their brain. They cannot see possibility. They cannot see beyond, you know, their small life that they call normal and acceptable. To wake up.
Yes, Panache, if we acknowledge that, and I agree, I mean, the fear is used against us often to limit us, to dampen and weaken us. There could be arguments as to why that is happening, but I found that, you know, ultimately everything's happening, and this annoys some people to say this, for a reason. There is divine order to the universe. It's not flying apart at the seams, although at times it appears that way. That the things, especially the hardest things I've had to go through in my life, have been the greatest, ultimately, when I look back. And now it's helped me to, let's say, embrace the difficulty while I'm in difficulty. Whereas before, I might curse it and cry out. Now I'm saying, well, there's obviously somebody loves me up there to allow me to suffer the way I have to learn what I've learned.
That's exactly right. You know, we're going through these experiences to accept and embrace them. And the more we accept and embrace them, the more we become peaceful. Literally to the point where, regardless of what's happening in life, you can be peaceful in the midst of it. So I'm not saying that, you know, you're not going to feel angry, that the world, you know, and world events aren't going to bother you anymore. No, things will still happen. Life will continue to happen. What we are empowered with is a choice as to what we do when life happens. Do we go to a place of fear? Do we contract? Do we feel victimized? Or do we experience the fear? Be present and available for it, and stand in the truth of who we are and take action. I believe that that's where we are now, Robert. We're in a time of action. That's why you've got a radio show like this. That's why people are listening to this, because people have had enough of what we are being sold as normal. Yes. There is something beyond this current version of reality that we are being sold as acceptable, and it's time to have the courage to find out what that is.
Beautiful. And you do it so well. Discovering Your Soul's Signature, the new book, A 33-Day Path to Purpose, Passion, and Joy. And in it, Panache, like I said, you tackle some emotions right out of the gate, fear, sadness, anger, guilt, shame, goes on to some many other chapters here, including how do you shatter the inner sabotage that may be happening. You know, that is not coming necessarily from outside of you. I love the concept of soulful surrender, unfoldment. And you have, I guess you could call them sort of exercises throughout the day, so that each day you read it, like if you were to really commit to 33 days of this, one chapter a day, you probably come out on the other side a completely different, but maybe more of who you really are.
Exactly right. You know, I wanted people to have a direct experience of it, because for me, I was always very skeptical. And unless I'd experienced something myself, it wasn't true for me. And so I don't want people to just take my word for it. I want them to apply these principles in their lives and to grow in their own level of trust and confidence in their own ability. And literally, it's a progression out of fear into love. Just imagine for a moment living in love, not as a woo-woo New Age concept, some airy-fairy idea of what that is, but as your natural state of being. And just imagine for a moment if you could inform your finances from that place of love and your health from a place of love, and you could come into relationships from a place of love and engage intimately in those relationships from a place of love, what your life would look like. That's the invitation, folks. That's what's being offered. And we are alive at a time like no other when people are ready to embrace the truth that underneath everything we've been told and this huge lie that we've been told, we are love.
Hmm. That's that vitamin L we do love so much here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Panache Desai is spreading it for us today. His new book just breaking today out in the world, and we're here with him. Also, after the show today, I've got to continue. Obviously, you are also going to be doing something very special, like an online Q&A. How will people access that?
Yeah, on my Facebook fan page, so it's Panache Desai fan page on Facebook, we'll literally be doing a Q&A at 4 p.m. So join me there. You can ask me questions about the book. If you don't have it yet, you can ask me questions about whatever's been shared here. I'd love to support you. It's been my honor to just guide individuals like you into a place of acceptance and into a place of empowerment. So join me there. You can hit me up on Twitter too, Panache Desai, and just stay in touch and stay connected.
Yeah, no, it's like I said, the book is really practical. You share a little bit of your own experience, how you came to this, because it wasn't like you were necessarily, started at birth and stayed on the same track your entire life. It's very rare that happens to anyone. But you you were into the music scene. You were doing things that might be considered self-destructive in your youth in England, and you had to come through a lot to get to this point. But isn't that how it happened?
That's exactly right. You know, we're all born with this knowing, and then at some point we move away from it because we try and fit in and conform, and you start buying into this conditioning, and then we start turning ourselves inside out for a shred of love and acceptance from outside of ourselves, all the while missing the point that no matter how much we do that, it's never going to come from outside of us. Because right now, we live on a planet where people don't love and accept themselves. How can they love and accept you? And so at that point, you know, we go through this metamorphosis in life where we're connected. And we're aware of that connection, and yet sometimes we move away from that because the pain within us accumulates to a point where we can't contain it within our bodies anymore. So then we have to numb ourselves. Then we partake in all these distractions right now that are just plaguing our entire planet. You know, we completely avoid being available to feel and just to sit still and to look out into the distance. There comes a moment where eventually there's a spark of remembrance or a spark of awakening that's triggered in you. And it's like this inner knowing. It's like this voice that won't go away. There's more. There's more. There's more. There's more in you. You're more than this. And when you start following that, as I did, you literally walk out of your pain and out of your suffering into freedom in its purest sense. And your life is never the same again.
Yeah, I liken it to a nice alliteration, divine discontent. You know, we've all felt it at one point, and we don't know where do we place it. Do we go into religious texts? Do we go into, you know, some people go into drugs? Where do you find that peace that is not suppressing who you really are, which is what your idea is of discovering your soul signature? Who are you really? Not what everybody says you are or says you couldn't be, but why are you here? And, you know, even in the context of some of the great teachers that have been on this planet talking about no matter what it is, however mundane you perceive it to be, you do that with all the vitamin L you got, and you have accomplished something that no amount of money could ever take away from you or give you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And also then, when you do that, I believe that that's the most profound revolutionary act that any human being can commit right now on this earth is to love themselves. The very second you love yourself, you start disengaging from the collective noise that's out there. And you start following your own guidance and your own heart. And then synchronicity opens up. And then you start meeting incredible people that want to help you and that want to support you and that think and feel the way that you do. And then you realize that you're not alone and that being weird or different really isn't so bad. That in truth, we're all weird and different. And that's the magic and beauty of being human.
Hey, why were you looking at me when you said that?
because I love you.
Thank you for that.
We're all flying our freak flags proudly, Robert. We're all doing that. We've embraced our inner weirdos.
We have. We've embraced the weirdness here, and we love it. And like I said, we laugh with it as well and roll with it. But, you know, I have this this sense, like, as I talk about some very serious issues on this show, where I really feel the emotionality of the suffering that wells up in me because I recognize the experience people are going through, maybe things that I've been through. And, you know, you just, the urge to help everybody, but recognizing that we can only do so much. And that's a tough place to be because, you know, at one point when you're aware, you want to help everybody, but can you?
Well, here's the magic of it. You know, if you were to actually address the pain quota inside of you, you'd be setting everybody free. That's
beautiful.
What I realized. Mm. You know, there's this collective pain quota, and we all subscribe to it, but we don't have to. We can unsubscribe from it. By being available to feel what we have to feel inside of ourselves, we can diminish that. We can eradicate suffering forever.
Nice. Panache Desai, we'll have to do this again. It goes so quickly when we're together. Discovering Your Soul Signature, a 33-day path to purpose, passion, and joy. All the best with this new book, Panache. We'll be glad to get you back on board and have a great time with your Q&A online.
Thanks, Robert. Love you, man.
All right. The vitamin L keeps flowing. We've got a moment of what? Well, yeah, we got one of those, too. Also, we're going to take a call from a supermom.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion 4 Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
All right, we'll get to the moment of you-know-what in a little while on the show here. We got a whole other hour coming up. We're going to talk about cannabis cures for neurological degradation. I got a question of the day related to an area of specialty that I usually indulge in, so we'll get that. But right now to the phones we go, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. And we have a Christina calling in. She's outside of Austin, Texas. She also has a vaccine-injured daughter, Emily, and we were talking earlier with Ginger Taylor about all the science coming out that she's put together, and things are changing as far as what people perceive and what they're willing to consider. But, Christina, you had a journey that was, you know, brutally brought to your attention by the injury to your own daughter.
Yes, I have. She was about 14 months old. We went in for her one-year boosters. And we were going in for the MMR, and they said we can get these other two shots out of the way and save you a trip in a couple of weeks and save you some money as well. And I thought, well, gosh, that's a lot of vaccines all at once. You know, is it safe? And they said, well, of course. You know, kids are resilient. We do this all the time. So, you know, little did I know, and I just, you know, figured, you know, they're the ones with the medical degree, and they knew what they were doing. So I allowed them to do it, but I felt kind of uneasy about it. And so she started having reactions on the way home, on the 20-minute drive home, and she started shrieking and tensing up. She had this look of worry about her, looking around like, you know, what is happening. She would cry, and it made me very nervous, of course, because I'd never seen anything like it. And she also did have, they did give us the Tylenol, the infant Tylenol.
Right, right. We covered that story a few weeks back as well about how that impacts, of course, liver function, and that's our main body's ability to transform these waste into, and hopefully get them out of the body instead of having them retained in the problems that occur. So there are many factors that the medical community is ignorant of or very arrogant in overriding parental concerns. And you told me off the air that you didn't have a concept that vaccines really could injure because you were told, like everybody was, that they wouldn't.
Well, yeah, I was just, you know, brought up to believe that it was inconceivable for anyone to have a bad reaction from a vaccine, that, you know, that we should do it to protect our children, protect ourselves from dangerous and deadly diseases. And so I just assumed, you know, that I was doing right. And, I was looking at her trying to drive and kind of peeking back every so often, and it looked like her pupils were dilated. But it was overcast, so I wasn't really sure, and I just kept thinking, oh, my God, what's going on? And so as soon as I got home, I got her out of her car seat, and her pupils were almost completely dilated. You could barely see the blue color in her eyes, and she had this look of gone over her face.
Right.
And I was just, I mean, my heart just, to my soul, I cannot tell you how scary that was. And so I ran in the house, and I immediately picked up the phone and started to dial the doctor's office, thinking, oh, gosh, I hope somebody's there, because we were the last to leave the office, and they were getting ready to close up. And luckily, I got a hold of the nurse who had, they were in the process of moving offices, so there was a lot of boxes around, and she had the phones forwarded to her phone, the manager and the nurse, and I'm talking to her as she's picking up her kids from school, and I'm telling her what I was seeing, and, you know, what Emily was doing, and she was like, you said her pupils are dilated? I said, well, you know, let me look in the mirror. I said, they were. Let me take her back here in front of the window. And so I was looking. I said, well, they don't look as dilated as they were. And Emily's, this was like going on back and forth. So I felt like I was losing my mind.
Right.
Because it would like, her pupils would dilate within seconds at a time. And then she seemed to be okay. And then the symptoms started up again. So it was like a ping pong match. It kept happening,
This is unfolding before your very eyes, and at what point did you conceive that the vaccines may have played a role here?
Well, the nurse told me, she goes, well, go in the mirror and look in the bathroom mirror and see if your pupils look dilated. You know, your pupils are the same size as hers. So I would kind of was trying to compare, and I said, well, mine are much smaller than hers, and I said, I don't know what to do. You know, what should I do? And she said, well, is she running a fever? And I said, well, no. I said, I checked her temperature, too, and it was normal.
Hmm.
So I said, no. And I said, the place where they did the injections was normal. It wasn't raised or anything.
There was a systemic response or reaction. Listen, Christine, can you stick around after the news break? I want to follow up with you on this story because there's a lot going on here. We'll also be talking about some cannabis cures, perhaps in dealing with seizure disorders. There may have been petit or petite mal, depending on who you are and how you say it, seizure activity in this case.
Yes, that's what she was having also.
Yeah.
We had found that out later, too.
All right, Christine, stick around. We've got lots more healing to go. We got Billy Swift scheduled from the Cannabis Cup. Super Don and I interviewed him, Billy Funk, I should say. And your calls, as Christine showed, 866-939-BELL. RobertScadbell.com, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.